各位，我是温楚良。当中国逐渐富庶，父母有经济能力送子女到外国读书，不法分子就开始打中国人的主意。近期有很多骗案都是冲着中国人而来的，其中大部分的受害者都是海外留学生。他们一般会接到来历不明的电话，或者是个电话明明是使馆、中国公安或者政府打来的，就说事主涉嫌犯案，进而对他们作出种种的威吓，包括是要将他们驱逐出境，并且将他们囚禁在中国境内。很多事主或者事主的父母被骗取大笔的金钱。由于这些骗局越来越多和层出不穷，我就特别请到负责处理有关案件的惠州 Superintendent Pat Boyle， 即是 Boyle 警司，和我们解释骗徒的手法和市民面对这些骗局的时候有些什么应对的方法。Pat 你好。
Good, thanks, mate.
Hello Pat， 咁最近咧就我哋知道啦，喺譬如话墨尔本啊，都好多呢个诈骗案件，而一啲对象咧就系中国嘅留学生，究竟情况有几严重咧
？Extremely. A lot of these people are in extreme fear. They're tricked into believing that they have committed some sort of criminal offence back in their country, which is totally incorrect. But this scam goes on for some hours, where they are put through a process where they believe they are talking to the police in China, they're talking to a prosecutor in China, they could be talking to a bank in China. They talk to a number of people, and they've got to the stage where they believe.
Pat Boyle 警司就话，呢啲诈骗勒索案件非常之严重，有好多受害人都饱受惊吓。好多都被误导，相信自己在祖国犯下了一些刑事罪行，但是这个情况并不属实。有时候诈骗的手法可能花上很多个小时，包括受害人误信在电话的另一方是中国的公安，或者是中国的检察机关，或者是中国银行等等。总之，受害人是同过不少人谈过电话的。受害人到了某一点都深信他们必须要付出一些的钱，否则他们的签证可能会被撤销。而好不幸地，有些诈骗的手法还包括威吓他们去到一间酒店，要求他们换过另一部电话，不准他们致电他们的父母。
And then what happens next is the scammers approach their parents in China and produceMaterial to them, which could be a photo of their child tied up or naked, and purporting to the fact that their child has been kidnapped, and they pay over money.
之后，嗰啲骗徒就会联络上受害人嘅父母，并向佢哋发送一啲关于佢哋子女嘅物品，例如可能系一张佢哋子女被捆绑或者系被剥光珠嘅照片。以便误导这些父母相信自己的子女遭人绑架，结果是他们遵照吩咐交出了赎金。
是的 Pat， 究竟这些案件有多少宗报案，还有有多少成父母是中招真的将钱汇了给这些骗徒的呢？
Oh, now, the percentage I don't know, and the reason I say that there is quite a number of them that probably haven't been reported to police due to embarrassment.
Pat Boyle 警司就话：哦，佢唔系太过清楚交付赎金嘅比率，原因系有部分诈骗发生咗，但系事主由于怕尴尬，所以并冇举报到。Boyle 警司又话：呢一点系好可惜噶，警方鼓励受害人举报，令警方对呢一个情况更加了解。
But we have a reporting system called Acorn, which is an Australian cyber online reporting network, and through that system.That is indicating that there's been about 1,000 of these scams.
Boyle 警司表示，佢哋有一个叫做 Acorn， 即系 ACORN 嘅报案系统，系 Australian Cybercrime Online Reporting Network 嘅简称，即系澳洲网络犯罪线上举报网络。通过呢一个系统举报嘅统计数字显示，喺澳洲全国大概发生过1000宗类似手法嘅诈骗案件。大概有200宗发生在惠州，其中有些举报的案件只不过是试图诈骗而已，因为受害人最终发现这个是一个骗局，不过最后都选择将这一宗试图诈骗举报，等其他市民知道骗徒的手法。
I can talk in Australia, for Victoria, and there's probably about $3 million to be paid out in Victoria. But unfortunately, Aaron, with these, with this particular scam, which is a kidnap scam,
鲍尔警司表示，虽然他手头上没有详细交出赎金的统计数字，但是就他所知，在维州交出的赎金大概有300万澳元。但是鲍尔警司就跟我说，这种绑架诈骗的手法有变种，骗徒利用同样的原理去骗取他人的金钱，总之就是要说服他人相信他们犯了一些他们并没有犯的法例，而要求他们付出金钱。所以有时并非一定是绑架诈骗，而目标亦都并非一定是留学生，可能是其他的华人。
We had an incident in New South Wales, which was again a scam, and one person there, not part of a kidnap scam, but just a straight scam, handed over 1.9 million.
咁Boyle警司俾出咗一个例子，佢话喺新州发生咗一宗并唔系绑架诈骗嘅一般骗案。受害人最终交出了190万元。
190万，好多啊 ！Pat， 究竟点解佢会相信要俾190万出嚟咧
？Hey Pat， 1.9 million is a lot of money. How did it happen？
The same way, basically purporting that they have been involved in a criminal enterprise. Of course, these people haven't.But they just get to the stage they are so convinced that.
鲍尔警司话，其实手法依旧，都系话事主犯咗一啲佢哋实际上冇犯到嘅法。总之就系呃事主，话佢哋系公安、事管职员、检察机关人员。总之就系有办法令到事主交出金钱。鲍尔警司话，其实佢都唔明白点解啲事主会信以为真。不过佢就认为心中恐惧系一个主要嘅原因。其中一个威胁就是事主不给钱的话就会被驱逐出境。总之事主对骗徒的威吓是深信不疑
的。
嗱，我们现在休息一阵，转头我会跟 Superintendent Pat Boyle 讲下我们如果咁不幸遇到类似的诈骗手法，我们应该要怎样做。
So Pat，你剛才說過了，他們有些材料或者有一些資料，都即是令到那個受騙人呢都相信他們真的是公安或者是執法機構。那這些材料究竟有些什麼呢？ Pat, just a follow up question. Is that about the convincing materials that they presented to the victims?
Yes.
And what kind of materials that are so convincing that they believe that they are genuine police or the authorities?
Yes. They'll say that, look, in some cases, it's the Chinese consulate number, so they think they're talking to the Chinese consulate, but it's not. It's called spoofing. They've actually gained access to that phone number, so when they see the number, they believe it's the Chinese consulate.
And then Pat Boyle 警司表示话，有阵时来电显示系中国使馆嘅电话号码，但系其实呢一个只不过系改号欺诈，英文称为 caller ID spoofing 嘅手法嚟嘅啫。务求令到事主一睇到个来电显示就误信以为系使馆打嚟噶，咁当事主接听呢个电话嘅时候，诈骗就正式开始。佢哋有时会同事主讲：而家我哋会将你接驳到中国嘅公安局。咁之后似乎有一个等待接驳嘅过程，之后事主会听到公安局嘅信息。咁一名据称系公安嘅人会接听电话，并且作自我介绍。咁个公安会同事主讲，要将呢一个电话交俾负责呢宗案件嘅官员。咁如果事主有怀疑嘅话，佢哋又会发送公安证明文件。咁之后又转俾检察机关。总之，电话嘅机构人员就不断转嚟转去。
And it just goes on and on, and it's not as if it's like a five-minute conversation. This goes on for some hours, and sometimes days.
OK， 吓、yeah. 即系唔系几个钟吓，甚至系用几日嘅时间咧嚟到系即系呃你嘅。咁啊 ，Pat， 想问一问你啦，究竟啊呢一啲咁嘅电话啦吓、啊，通常都系打电话联络事主啦。咁啲 call centre 系位于边一度嘅咧 ？So Pat， where do you think the call centres? Because they try to call the victims, right? So where are they operating from?
We're still trying to work that out. We believe they are operating in Australia.But we also believe they could be operating offshore in China or Taiwan.
Boyle 警司说他不能够确切知道，但是就相信这些电话中心可能是由澳洲境内或者是离岸，例如是中国大陆或者台湾运作的，他们正在努力调查。之前在2012和2014年，他们曾经在南澳找到这些电话中心，而那些罪犯是来自台湾的，个个都围着张台坐，台上有对白剧本，每个人拿起电话的时候就会依照角色念对白，总之所有不同的角色都是在同一间房里面的。
If you understand what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, I do.
And it just continues on and it continues on and it goes back and forth. So there's every chance the persons are in Australia, but there's a possible chance that they're
因此他们可能是在澳洲、中国或者台湾的。但是对于绑架诈骗案来讲，很多时候最后交出金钱的人都是事主在中国的父母，而这些钱会存入中国国内一个银行户口里。
是的 Pat， 如果一个人真是涉嫌犯了案的话，那究竟中国的公安或者检察局可不可以将这个人是从澳洲递解出境呢？
No, it wouldn't be that easy. It just wouldn't happen. You know, we recommend that they report the matter to police. There's various sites they can look at too. On the Australian Federal Police, there's a site called a Scamwash site on the Australian Federal Police site, which talks about this. And there's another site called Scamwatch, which they can go and look at that as well. And it talks about.
Boyle 警司话：如果真系嘅话，过程唔会咁简单噶。兼且事情都不会这样发生，他建议市民遇上这些事件的时候要向警方举报。另外大家有几个网站可以找到相关的信息，例如是联邦警方网上有一个 Scam Watch 的连结，大家可以搜寻 Scam Watch 来到查阅不同诈骗手法和应对的资料。而如果大家遇到类似的骗案去致电中国使馆的话，中国使馆的职员会告诉大家知道这个只不过是诈骗来的，大家最好是亲身前去使馆查询。 Boyle 警司说使馆都清楚知道这些诈骗的手法，他又说警方其实经已向很多市民传达有关的信息，但是很不幸还需要加倍努力令市民提高警惕。最后 Boyle 警司有以下的忠告。
They should realize that this is all a lie.They've got to. I know they get convinced, but they've got to think about it clearly and say, "This can't be happening." And make every effort before they do anything. Before they do anything, try and do some other follow-up inquiries. Talk to the police. Talk to their Chinese consulate. But you know, hang up. Just hang up on them. Just hang up. You know, that's the end of it. If you hear that.
他说大家都应该知道这些只不过是谎言，虽然诈骗手法看似很真实，但是大家只需要想深一层，事情是不会这样发生的。大家在答应采取任何行动之前要尽最大的努力，例如是向有关当局查问，跟警方谈下，跟中国使馆的人员谈下。还有大家接获这些这样的来电最好立刻收线，咁成件事就会完结。嗱，佢刚才都提过，大家如果见到来电显示系使馆打嚟嘅话，十居其九都系假噶，大家唔使接。而如果中国使馆真系要联络你嘅话，佢哋自然有其他嘅方法。嗱，有时候啲骗徒会留低口信，叫你致电一个电话，再按内线。嗱，呢一个又系另一种诈骗嘅伎俩。系啦，咁啊讲过电话诈骗之后。近期有一个消息，就是有报道指一个据称恐怖组织在海外招兵买马，他们以为收买了一个他们的支持者，要在墨尔本一些地标作出恐怖袭击。而今次他们的目标就是游客必到的 Queen Victoria Market。 不过这个所谓支持者其实是一名居于英国的市民，他专是对付这些招人入伍的恐怖分子的。不过惠州州长和警方都叫市民不用怕，又说惠州暂时并没有被袭击的危险。那究竟波尔警司又怎样说呢？
That situation at Queen Victoria Market it shouldn't be a concern at all. It was just information that was elicited on the other side of the world, and it's like a lot of information. We look at it, we analyze it, we assess it, and if we think there's a risk at all,
Boyle 警司说，大家不应该对这个报道感到担心，这个只不过是发生在地球另一端的事件。警方收录到很多的情报，将他们分析和评估之后，如果警方觉得真的有潜在危险的话，他们自然会通报市民。但是今次这一宗 Queen Victoria Market 被针对的事件，他们的确是向外宣布了，只不过是叫大家不需要担心，大家是无需担心去这些这样的地方的。他又说，如果大家真的担心到不敢出去的话，那就中了这些恐怖分子的圈套了。
Yeah, thank you, Superintendent.
No worries, buddy. See you, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.